This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, favorite target of Aaron Rodgers for a few years there, now a network analyst on the NFL Network. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Jones89ATF. It is James Jones joining us on Tim and Rami. What's going on, James? How are you this afternoon, man?
Man, I'm great. I'm living a dream, man. How you guys doing?
Doing good. I want to read you a quote, and it goes into a debate that me and my partner here have been having throughout this week and getting ready for Brady versus Rodgers this weekend. And this is what Devontae Adams had to say about Super Bowls and how they factor into the quarterback conversation. He says it's basically turned into a quarterback stat. So if that's what it's going to be, obviously we're going to put up as much as we can in ourselves to help him get there. And ultimately we'll relieve him of the Super Bowl thing being the thing that keeps him from being the GOAT. Because in my mind, he's the GOAT, regardless of how many Super Bowls are won. But just for the world, to shut them up, I guess we can go out there and get one for him. Do rings make the GOAT, James Jones, or is Aaron Rodgers already the better quarterback of these two?
Man, was that Devontae's quote or my quote?
That was Devontae's quote.
Oh, man, it sounds just like me. Listen, he is the GOAT in my eyes, and not just because I played with him, but just of what I've seen on the football field, man, as a fan, as a teammate, he is the greatest to ever do it, man. When anybody ever compares any great quarterback, especially the young ones coming up now, the first person they say is Aaron Rodgers. When Patrick Mahomes was coming up, Carson Wentz was coming up, any good young quarterback, they're compared to Aaron Rodgers. Why? Because the stuff that Aaron Rodgers has done in his career and when he first hit the scene, we have never seen this stuff. This stuff was new to everybody. The no-look passes, the getting outside the pocket, making the plays. But the reason why I feel like he's the GOAT is all the little stuff. You want to rotate, you want to get some extra D linemen in there and get them some rest, we're catching you with 13 on the field. He's changed the whole free play. So this is the Aaron Rodgers play now. He's changed that whole free play into him being special at making those plays. It's unbelievable. So in my mind, in my eyes, he is absolutely the GOAT.
What was the demeanor then? Take us inside that huddle then. I mean, you've been there in big drives and in big games and the whole deal. What is it that gives him the cool factor? And let us take a peek into that huddle.
Well, first off, when he's in the huddle, you never feel like he's going to make a bad play. Number one, when he says green 19, say hike, I feel like he is going to make the right play every single time. Number two, as a receiver, you are never covered. I don't care if Jalen Ramsey and Patrick Peterson is on you at the same time. Aaron Rodgers is only going to put the ball to where you can get it. He is absolutely special. So the confidence that he breathes into the whole team, not just the offense, when he is in the huddle, it is unbelievable. And when you in that huddle with him and you look him in the eyes, you know that, hey, man, we are about to go down here and score. He the best player in the world. He is going to get the job done. And that's how I feel stepping in the huddle with him. And his confidence in the huddle is through the roof, and as it should be, because he the best player on the planet.
Talking with James Jones, former Packers wide receiver, NFL Network analyst. That's where you can catch him these days. He's also on Twitter at 89JonesATF. obviously, he wasn't the Aaron Rodgers that we had gotten used to seeing the last 3 or 4 years, James. And he'll tell you, and he did tell us, that a down year for him is a career year for most guys. So you'll take it. But something has been different this year. Can you pinpoint what it is, or maybe one or two things that it is that's been different about Aaron Rodgers and this offense in 2020?
Well, number one, it's all about being comfortable, right? When we know what we're doing, I tell my kids this all the time, when you know what you're doing, you can be absolutely special. You know, when you're second-guessing yourself and, you know, you're new to stuff, you know, you're really not going to reach your full potential. This is his second year in the system. Him and Coach DeFleur know each other extremely well. He's extremely comfortable in the system. On top of all of his talent and everybody he has around him, he's comfortable in the system. And when he's comfortable in the system, that's why you've seen him light it up so many years in Coach Mike McCarthy's offense. But when he's comfortable in the system, this is the Aaron Rodgers you get. And on top of that, he's enjoying it. He's loving just to play the game and go out there and have fun with his teammates. It's really no pressure on his back. You can see the way he plays the game out there, especially this season. He has no pressure. He's just going out there slanging it all over the field. And you put those two together, it's a dangerous combination, and it equals baddest man on planet MVP season.
NFL Network is amazing coverage, and they dig, you know, 17 layers deep into just about everything. And I appreciate that. But one thing I've noticed, James, I'm not knocking anything, and I think it's a good thing that he's laying in the weeds here. There's a lot of stories about a lot of coaches in the NFL, and just sort of flying under the radar is Matt LaFleur here. And I like that because, you know, hey, a nice little secret they've got in Green Bay. He is just an amazing turnaround here, 13-3 consecutive seasons here in Green Bay. Talk to me a little bit about that and what you know of Matt LaFleur.
Well, number one, what I see, and, you know, just talking to Coach LaFleur and being around Coach LaFleur the times that I've been around, number one, he has earned the trust of his guys. And I think that was a big thing that he was trying to do when he took over this head coaching job. You have to come in here. You're in the National Football League. You got to earn the trust of your players and get them to buy in and believe in you. And once they do that, then the sky's the limit, because now they trust and believe in their head coach. And when the Green Bay Packers take the field, you know, they're a reflection of their head coach. You see them all rallying up with their head coach, not just Aaron Rodgers, but everybody that makes a play is rallying up with their head coach, Coach LaFleur. They absolutely love him. He loves them. The relationship is there, and they absolutely trust him, man. And he absolutely is flying under the radar. And number one, he's flying under the radar possibly because of Aaron Rodgers and the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, and he has the best quarterback in the league. But the last 2 years, man, he's done a phenomenal job. But I guarantee you this. If he wins this Super Bowl, won't be under no radar for Coach LaFleur no more. Everybody will know him. He'll have a street in Green Bay that we'll probably be eating off of in a minute, but he will not be under the radar anymore. But he's doing a fantastic job just getting his guys to buy in, man, and the relationships that he's built with his players.
James, your guy, Aaron, he has sometimes a tumultuous relationship with us in the media, and accuses us of drumming up stuff, of creating narratives that don't exist. But now you're one of us, James Jones. You're the media. So I'm asking James Jones, the media member, the friction that people were talking about last year between Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, was that real? And is that something that they've kind of gotten over in year two? Or was that something that was maybe a little bit overplayed by us in the media?
You know, I think it was definitely overplayed, because Matt LaFleur was coming into a situation where everybody blew up and made it seem like Aaron Rodgers and Coach McCarthy absolutely hated each other, which was not true. So I think coming into the situation, all they said was, oh, Mark McCarthy's out of there because of the relationship with Aaron Rodgers. So it was just everybody's opinion of, oh, well, how is this relationship going to be with Coach LaFleur? And, you know, whenever Aaron would give a look on the football field in their first year, it's, oh, they're not on the same page and they're doing this. And they give them same looks now. But it's all about going out there trying to win and compete in the game. And, yes, as the media, me being a part of the media, we 100% blew this thing up more than it was. I was at training camp last year with Coach LaFleur's first year, and Aaron was telling me, like, man, I'm loving the relationship right now. Everything is good. So when I heard all the outsiders, me included, the media and all that talking, that I'm like, it's not even like that. So we definitely blew it up as media people, man. It was not that big deal. This relationship has been great. Beyond the winning, it has been great. Like I said, Coach LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers trust each other. They've built a bond, and that is what you're seeing on the football field.
James, quick breakdown of the game here. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better show here. It's Brady moving to another team, into the other conference, and, you know, is it Brady, is it Belichick, and now, you know, Aaron Rodgers doing his thing, and here they meet, two of the best all time, and here they meet, Buccaneers, Packers. We throw out that Week 6 game because it might as well have been 10 years ago, let alone 10 weeks ago. How do you break down this game? What do you see happening?
Well, number one, I always look at the game and I say, if both teams play their best, and if both teams play their best, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not have a chance. And the reason why I say that is because when we watched the game in Week 10, and we don't want to bring that game up, but the Packers jumped out on these guys 10-0, and then they had the football going down the field, and Aaron Rodgers throws back-to-back interceptions, which he probably hasn't done his whole career. That is not going to happen again. The run game for the Packers is dominant. I haven't seen anybody stop it. Tampa Bay did a good job, but this team is just clicking on all cylinders, the Green Bay Packers. And if both these teams play their best, I don't see even Tom Brady being over there as good as Tom is, 14 NFC championship or championship game. I do not see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning this game. So if the Packers go out there and they play their best and Tampa plays their best, the Packers should run away with this one.
That's James Jones. Catch him on NFL Network on Twitter at 89Jones, NTAF. Great stuff, James. Really appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Not a problem. Anytime.
And James Jones joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.